First Baptist Church of Redmond, February 27th, 2022. Pastor's Trip to Romania.
Please rise and join me in reading Psalm 115:1. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth. You may be seated.
I had Daniel read that first because I'm always asked when I go to a church, and I gave it two times, for a message from my church. So I give the message of Psalm 115:1, and I'll preach at the end for a couple slides about it, but I want to explain why that's so important, and I choose that verse all the time. So, not to us. So, I'm going to go through my trip. I appreciate everyone who supported me. I appreciate everyone who prayed for me. And there's a lot of means of support. And, bum, 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 I tried to buy a table for my walker so I could cook easier and carry things easier. And I discovered it's impossible to buy that tray for a walker in Romania. I discovered that America is the land of handicapped people, and everything is available in America. Even a cup holder, which is not visible, but I could buy a cup holder that straps on my walker, but I couldn't get anything in Romania. All right, I passed a PCR test. I took two of them. Why did I take two of them? Because I found out that I took a PCR test on Sunday, and I discovered that it wasn't, the results weren't guaranteed for 5 days. So I fly out on Wednesday morning. It was too early. But I got another COVID test on at Carbon Health. I chose Carbon Health because they would guarantee that if you tested one day, you would get results by 2 o'clock the next afternoon. Hooray! And I got both of the results, and I tested negative both times. Hooray! And I always forget, and I was told that I had to take anything that had a lithium battery in my carry-on luggage. So I took my computer, and I was able to purchase, and they paid for it, but I was able to purchase another computer for Otilia Brenda, Simona's daughter. So, I had to take even my rechargeable batteries. So I had to remember, and fortunately, I wasn't caught. Hooray! That was a 3:30 a.m. club on Wednesday night, because Paige drove me, and Barbara walked with me, and made it to the airport by 4 o'clock a.m., and it was important because Barbara had to do extra work for me, because there was a form I discovered I had to fill out to enter Romania. And it was released so recently that no one on the SeaTac airport that was in charge of entry forms, and I found out who was in charge of entry forms at SeaTac, knew what it looked like. So that's what it looks like. Because I didn't get a notice until later that I was approved. And I didn't get it until just about the time I departed. But United said that since Barbara filled it out, and she filled it out how many times? 8 times. And it was supposed to give me an instantaneous result. And it didn't come in until I was just about to leave. So I had to show it when I got on the plane from Chicago to Munich, because it said that my flight document was not ready, but since I could show the authentication, I'm having a hard time. I'm tired. But they let me fly. Hooray! So that's how I looked on the wheelchair on the airport. I had to carry both my backpacks and my cane, but God was merciful that they took me on a wheelchair. And I suggest everyone take a wheelchair trip, because it's easy. They wheel you there. They wheeled you to the gate. They let you enter early. So for the rest of my life, I'll try to talk them into a wheelchair, because, yeah. So, hooray, I made it to Chicago, and God was merciful. I have free passes to United's lounge, because I have a United credit card. So I took advantage of staying, because I had a 6-hour layover. Wow, 6 hours. They wouldn't stay with me for 6 hours on the wheelchair, but they took me there and dropped me off in the United Lounge. And I had some merciful soul, a woman about my age, recognized that I was in a wheelchair, and say, "Oh, I'll take compassion on you." So she got me a turkey sandwich, a bowl of soup, and some snacks. Hooray! And I charged my devices. I had a wonderful time, and I passed the 6 hours easily. And because I was handicapped, they gave me an entire row on the plane. I flew for the first time on a 787. So they have three banks of rows, and you can see that the plane was not full, because somebody else had a window seat open, and they took advantage and laid down and took a nap. But I can't sleep on a plane, so I didn't lay down and take a nap. I ultimately made it to Munich at gate H38 in the airport, and you can see the sign from the Timișoara Airport. Hooray! And I really went to Timișoara. I didn't take, I didn't go to Vegas. This is my main translator, Danny Phillip. He didn't have any children, so we named our child Daniel Phillip Johnston, because he didn't think he could have any children, and he impressed me greatly. But God was merciful, and he has 2 children now, Mihai and Andre. So God blessed him with children, and that's his wife, and she's a nurse. And he works in the school as a translator, and he has a cab business. So this is what I looked like, and how I spent my first hours, because the right side picture, I was laying down. I was beat. And you can look at the left picture, because you can see my phone. You can see some of my medicine. I always had a coffee cup, and I lived on American peanut butter. Was my go-to snack, and I brought American peanut butter, and It's better than Romanian peanut butter. I won't give the contrast. Yeah. That's where I stayed. Strada Capitan 20. That's the address of the school. And these three windows, four windows, are in my bedroom that overlook the street. And I had to go up and down these stairs anytime I wanted to leave. The classroom was on the same level. So I stayed at the school, and they have an apartment built, so I stayed in the apartment. But I could get to the classroom by just going down a hall. But I had to go up and down these stairs, and they don't have a rail on the other side, like Tom and Todd had conveniently installed for me. So I went up the stairs normally, and I went backwards down the stairs because I didn't have a rail for my right hand. So I didn't fall. Hooray! Yeah. But I had to go up and down these stairs anytime I left. Hooray! Simona came. Simona and Danny are my closest Romanian friends. And Simona gave me a schnitzel. So, she worked to make a salad and some food so I wouldn't starve. She brought me some sarmale, which I like sarmale. And this is my working area. The left picture shows my teaching notebook and my computer. And the right side shows my go-to commentary. It's out of print. And I tried to buy it, but so I can have an extra. But it's from $65 to $300. So I didn't buy one. And I have a bag of Costco cashews. I preached and I worked on my next sermon for my John series. It's going to be John 3, 1 through 10. And I test preached it two times, so I have it down. I went to church the first Sunday. It was at Gethsemane. They say it differently, Gethsemane Baptist Christian Church. They have four components to the church name. And I videoed it. You can recognize the song, right? We sang it. I shot 30 seconds. Svent means holy. That's where I spoke, in the front of the church. And God was merciful to me. I left my cane and walked freely on the left aisle. And made it to the center of the platform. I asked the pastor, Daniel Sutz is the pastor, and I asked him to not make me climb stairs, so he set up a mic. And I read Psalm 115:1 and talked about it, and I walked back and back down the aisle, and that's the longest I've walked since my stroke. Simona had me over, and she made schnitzel again. So I had schnitzel, I had potatoes, I had baked and roasted peppers. So yum. This was where I spoke on the evening of the first Sunday, the 13th of February, and I spoke at the Church Christian Baptist Emmanuel. Basilica Castrina Baptista Emmanuel. And every time they have the singing, they always have youth. So if you are in Romania, you would be singing a song every Sunday. I think that's a good idea. I think that they can sing separately, but every place has young people singing. I met a man, he's on the left side, and he functions as the church's pastor, but he has he used to have a side job. He's a singer, and he's a professional singer. He used to be the choral director at the big church, Emmanuel, the big church in Timișoara, but his name is Nicodemus, and he also used to sing at the Philharmonic Orchestra in Timișoara. Wow. He's a talented singer, and Simona and her daughter, Otilia, are singers. And that's the first time I've met a man, actually met a man named Nicodemus. And it was appropriate because I preached on Nicodemus. And I always watched the church service. I watched it, and I watched when Marty fell. I was texting him that day, and I texted him even when he fell. And I told him that if you needed to go to the hospital, you can go to the hospital. But he was okay. And I watched the Patrick Nuri sermon as well. Danny took me for a walk every day. He walked me a couple times around the neighborhood. And I had a goal of getting 1,000 steps a day. So, but I found a new favorite, and you can't get it if you're not in Europe. It's called chopsticks, and it's a torpedo shrimp. They call it torpedo shrimp, and it's a tempura fried shrimp. Wow. I had it three times when he took me for lunch. He always took me to the mall, and I was surprised, but I had a little bit of noodles, I had a dipping sauce, and I had a prio shrimp, and that's the best meal I had on my trip. As I said, I had it three times. But yeah, I'm tired, but I taught the class, and you can see I was teaching on John 5 the last night, but I had it split screen in Romanian language and Greek language, and because I made references to the Greek language because it was on a class. And before me and my iPad, I had English. So, and that's what I saw every night. You can see it is plainly 1 John chapter 1. And I have some notes. And you can see 1 John 1. The projector. So that's my view. And I had more students than that. I had 10 students. But I took the picture on the last night, and somebody had to go to Bucharest, and some people were ill, so they didn't come. But I had 10 students, and all of them were good. All of them were attentive and paid attention and had good questions. And I had one student who wanted to give you a message.
Hello, my name is Thank you, Julian Bogdan. I'm from Romania. God bless you. God bless your family. Thank you for everything. Thank you for my brother. Sorry for my English. I not know you, everybody, but I love you, everybody. I appreciate everything you have for us. I appreciate your love for our God to this mission. Thank you. I love you.
He wanted to give you a message, so I let him speak. So, Simona took me to Starbucks. Hooray! She took some time off on Thursday to take me in. I I had a croissant sandwich that was a ham and cheese sandwich. I never saw it before, and wow, it's good. And I had my typical coffee, and randomly, Doug Nispel is a missionary with their organization, and randomly he came into the restaurant because he had to go to the downtown business area, and his daughter is coming to America to go to college. And she needed some paperwork done, so he brought it early, and Simona introduced me to him, and he shared a coffee with us. And Friday night, because she's vaccinated, Simona was able to go to concerts, and she loves going to the symphony orchestra, and I have 30 seconds of it for you. It's Bach. And then Saturday is when I visited with the orphans. I never met this group before, but they love it when they can have a snack. And it was easier, since not all of them are vaccinated, to meet at the school. So we met in the classroom at the school, and I think their favorite is Kentucky Fried Chicken. My favorite is a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And so everybody had a meal, and it was great. But have you seen wooden forks and spoons? I think they're coming to this country, and they're in Germany. I know it, and I was going to bring one, but I forgot it. But I have a picture, and the wooden forks and spoons and knives are, of course, biodegradable, not plastic. So I wouldn't be surprised if you started seeing wooden tools for your eating at this country.
Hooray! Hi. Hi. Say hi. Hello.
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 Gus or Gus, why don't you introduce your group?
That's the husband of the girl, but he's shy and doesn't like to speak English. That's Florentina.
I'm so happy to introduce to you the children from our orphanage, Pristina Association.
What is the name of your orphanage?
Priscilla. Priscilla.
Okay.
Yes. And it's always like a feast when Doug is coming and invite the children to have a nice dinner. Thank you very, very much.
Okay. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Bye.
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 I always take them out to eat because they never get taken out to eat unless somebody comes to visit. And Bill Fortner, who's the director, told me that he was going to take them for a meal, but he hadn't scheduled it yet. So he went for a visit at the orphanage, and they said, "Brother Bill, don't you love us? You've not taken us out at all." And he hadn't set it up yet, but he's going to set up. So, I think they've got Kentucky Fried Chicken anyway. That's the big church. Emmanuel Baptist Church is the big church in Timisoara that I go to. They have one of those nifty, I see a drum set, but they have an electric drum set. And that's the way to go because you can control everything, the loudness, the settings, and I'm going to give you 30 seconds of their music. Domnul is God. Domnul meu is my God. But I am the pastor. They have a new pastor, and he knew I was there before, so he let me address the crowd. So I went up and I sat in the front row and didn't use my cane again. Hooray! But Simona took some pictures for me, and they weren't high quality, but at least she took some pictures. So I dressed the crowd, and Danny translated for me. But I gave again the verse, Psalm 115, verse 1, and I gave my testimony. But hooray, I went home. And that's my trip back. And I had to go down those stairs, but I made it, and they had one person on each side of me, but I didn't need it. And I had special treatment on the tarmac. I had a mobile cart to myself, and Schwimmfest unterm Sitz, life fest under your seat. So in Germany, you have everything in German. And I spoiled myself on the way back. I had a couple hours to kill, and I said, can I go to a restaurant? Oh, yes, I'll take you to the restaurant. And they pushed me. And I had to show my vaccination certificate. So they pushed me to Lucilus Nero restaurant and left me. And I had this breakfast. Yum. It was costing about what every airport restaurant breakfast costs. But it was wonderful. And it was a treat for me. They even picked me up. United was my provider at this time. So they took me to the restaurant, and they even brought me home. And hooray, I made it out of Germany, and I made it to Seattle. But I wanted to tell you about this verse I share. Whenever I am asked to give a verse, I always give Psalm 115, verse 1. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth. As a matter of fact, William Wilberforce, about the 1800s in England, marked the passing of his bill to abolish the slave trade. England abolished slavery before we did. To abolish the slave trade by meditating on this verse. It's famous. Mercy. It's a hard word to translate. Because it's so meaningful. It's better if you have to choose one word to choose steadfast love. Because of your steadfast love. It's deliverance from crisis. Deliverance from crisis. It refers to action on behalf of another, when the greater is the only one that can help. It's freely given. It's not from compulsion, from you don't have to do it, but it's a choice. And only God can provide this for us. So it's pregnant with meaning because of your mercy. The word is hesed in the original language of the Hebrew. But there's books written about that word so that we can understand it. When I got home, on the 22nd, and the 23rd, unleashed the fury of Russia. I visited in 2016, not Kiev, but Lviv, Ukraine. I stayed for 2 days there because I was advised that I would be better off to take a couple of days and rest so I would be refreshed, and it was good advice. But Ukraine is under attack. No one is boots on the ground, but I'm glad that the international scene is providing support. But Ukraine needs your prayers. When I visited Lviv, I had a great time. Everybody was friendly for Americans. They were glad to be free of the Russians. And I went to a famous restaurant. It's called Krivka. And you get into Krivka because it's a shtick. It's funny, but you have to knock on a door, and somebody opens a window in the door, and you have to say, "Glory to Ukraine, Slava Ukraine," to get in the restaurant. And they have a lot of pride in not being other than the Russian circle. I won't tell you on camera, but I'll tell you off camera what they did. But I had some borscht for the first time, and borscht was good. So I have had some borscht in America, and it's bad. But they know how to make borscht. Why? Because they're in Ukraine. But I want to ask you to especially pray for Ukraine.